With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Spring fish and wildlife hearings help gather input on how Wisconsin's resources should be managed. In-person hearings happen in every county in Wisconsin on April 13th, starting at 6 p.m. People will also be able to comment online. Natural Resources Board member Bill Smith says it's a great opportunity for citizen participation.
This whole spring hearing is to hear questions that sometimes are controversial. Are there questions that have people have strong opinions, and it gives you a chance to express your opinion in your voice. And those people that chose to communicate directly with the board at this point, I encourage you to participate in the spring hearing process as well.
At the in-person meetings, DNR staff and Wisconsin Conservation Congress delegates will be on hand to discuss issues and answer questions. You can get details on questions up for discussion by going to the DNR website and searching for Spring Hearing 2026. The Cogebic County Sheriff's Office in the Western Upper Peninsula is looking into the death of a child. Thursday morning at 4:41 a.m., deputies were sent to a report of a deceased child in Ironwood Township. Deputies checked for signs of life but confirmed the child was dead. The scene was secured and an investigation was begun. A statement from the Cogebic County Sheriff said losing a young member of the community is hard on all of us and that they will continue to investigate to determine what happened. Those looking to film movies or television shows in Wisconsin can now get some help. Wisconsin's new film office, Film Wisconsin, is part of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers felt the office will have economic benefits while showcasing Wisconsin.
Before, Wisconsin was just one of a handful of states without a dedicated film office. Now our new film office will work to bring exciting endeavors right here to Wisconsin. TV shows, documentaries, short films, you name it, all of which are going to not only bring jobs and economic impact to our communities, but showcase all our state has to offer on the big screen.
The film office will administer $5 million in tax credits annually to help in the production of films, television shows, documentaries, and ads in Wisconsin. It can also help with production infrastructure. Wisconsin deals with a lot of problems with invasive aquatic plants, and neighboring Minnesota has the same concerns. In that state, they're trying to do some treatment while the ice cover is still in place. Mike Moen reports.
Minnesota implemented a higher surcharge on boat licenses this year to help local entities pay for controlling aquatic invasive species. Meanwhile, in Scott County, the Cedar Lake Improvement District hired PLM Lake Management to drill holes through the ice and insert an herbicide that specifically targets invasive plants like curly-leaf pondweed. PLM's Patrick Selter says this plant grows throughout the winter, wreaking havoc when boating season arrives.
About mid to late May, early June, that plant will top out. You can't navigate through it. It's hard to fish in. It really limits your recreational use of the lake.
And the nutrients that float away create a higher risk of toxic algae blooms. Selter says getting an earlier start on targeted removal gives them a stronger chance to effectively manage invasive weeds over the course of an open water season. Selter says over the past decade or so, the response to aquatic invasive species in Minnesota lakes has shifted from weed control to restoration.
The native plants, they are our biological control. We don't have biological controls for some of these species, and our only biological control is our native plants.
The group Minnesota Lakes and Rivers applauds efforts like these. It says when the legislature makes additional funding available to protect natural resources, citizens respond with wonderful innovation. The DNR adds it's trying to bring more technical expertise to lake associations as they familiarize themselves with available solutions. This is Mike Moen for Minnesota News Connection.
President Donald Trump said recently he's working to save the Great Lakes from invasive carp, but as WPR's Daniel Kading reports, his administration is holding up money for a billion-dollar project to keep them at bay.
Trump posted to Truth Social that he's working with Democratic Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer to, quote, save the Great Lakes from the rather violent and destructive Asian carp. But the Army Corps of Engineers has held up funding for a project in Illinois that aims to block the fish from reaching Lake Michigan. Joel Brahmeier with the Alliance for the Great Lakes has joined calls for the White House to release the funds.
Once an invasion starts, it's almost impossible to get rid of it. So the job now is to prevent them from establishing.
Trump previously told his administration to act with maximum speed on the project, which would install underwater defenses to hold back the fish. The White House didn't provide any details on the status of the project's funding. Invasive carp threaten the $7 billion fishing industry by gobbling up food that other native fish rely on. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This story comes from the Wisconsin News Collaborative, a partnership of Wisconsin Public Media Newsrooms, including WUWM, Wisconsin Public Radio, and WXPR. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.